We all know and love Barry because he's been here twice before. It's his third time. He can't keep away, and we love him for it. So please give a big welcome to Barry and his band, Barry Melton Band. Thank you. Song.
Never been found. Don't you lie to me. Tell me where you feel like now. In the pines, where the sun never shines. I share. Thank you. also climbed, when I was in Ireland this past week, I managed to play in the town of Cork, which is Rory Gallagher's hometown. And I was impressed that the library in town was named after a rock and roll guitar player. I just thought, what an extraordinarily cultured people to do something like that. I mean, I'm looking forward to the day, now that I have the gift of eloquence from kissing the Blarney Stone, I'm looking forward to having a library named after me. So it may be a very small library, but if anybody is thinking of building a library and wants to name it after a lead guitar player, I'd be honored to come out and break the champagne over the front door. I want to tell you also tonight that over by the back of Sam's truck over there, which is kind of a, it's Jake's truck. In the back of Jake's truck, our friend Michael Cole has tons of merchandise. He has CDs and T-shirts and all kinds of things, but he doesn't have what I have here on stage, which are these genuine Woodstock plectrums. For those of you who missed them last year, these are the very plectrums that I use in the movie Woodstock and that I used to play my guitar in the movie. They shared the stage with Jimi Hendrix, the Grateful Dead, The Who. These plectrums, and tonight they're available for only £9.95. And for those of you who can't afford one of these Woodstock plectrums, perhaps you'll consider purchasing one of these Monterey Pop plectrums. They're only £5.95. Now, the surprise is that for only £12.95, you can have them both. So I know you'll be thinking about buying tons of merchandise tonight, and don't forget these plectrums, which are only available from me. Cash only, please. I hear a harmonica. Jeez. It's Paul Butterfield's ghost. Been following me around the United Kingdom for years. In any event, this is a song from my childhood. A song of Chuck Berry's, the immortal Chuck Berry. Give you I'm going to invite my friend Bill Giles up now. Let me tell you about Bill. He played with me last year here when I was playing with Dedicas from France. Bill lives in Belgium, and we drove. Bill? Are you there, bro? Come on up, Bill. Oh, my gosh. So we drove in Bill's vehicle, his MPV, if you will, from here in Kent, to the middle of France somewhere near Chateau Rouge. And we played at a castle, a medieval castle in the middle of France there. And Bill played me on the way. He played me a CD that my friend Robert Hunter had written with this guy, Bob Dylan. I was kind of impressed. I mean, Hunter was always a big Dylan fan, and I was impressed. Bob and I wrote songs together, perhaps not as well known as the Bob Hunter, Bob Dylan Alliance, or you guys are probably familiar with the Bob Hunter, Jerry Garcia Alliance, but that aside from the point, Bob and I actually played in three different bands together. I did a short stint with Roadhog. I was on the first Robert Hunter album called Tales of the Great Rum Runners, which Bill played me for the first time. I hadn't heard it for 30 or 35 years. And Bill played me, like I say, the Bob Hunter, Bob Dylan album. So I thought I'd do a couple of songs that Hunter and I wrote together. This is a song that we wrote about that great American outlaw, the Robin Hood of the Old West, the guy who robbed from the rich and gave to the poor. We all like that, right? Yeah. Can tell there aren't a lot of rich people out there tonight. So, yeah. Well, I'm rich because I sell these plectrums, but... That's another story.
Not too frantic now, Rob. Let me start.
Down. I've got the blues. I've been thinking about all that I see. One of these days it's gonna be me. Down, down, way down, way down, way down. Down, down, way down under the ground. You sit down, cause I'm gonna sing like my song about the dreams. Keep a smile to your salt of the land. Keep your paws on the table while I do your hand. Thank you. Thank you, Bill.
Thank you, Barry.
Thank you, Bill.
Thank you,
Bill. Bill didn't come here to play. He tried to get out of it, actually, but he's so modest. One of the great talents I've met on the road. I mean that. All right. Well, I thought I'd do another Hunter song before I bring David and Linda up. Hunter and I had a band called Dinosaurs. It wasn't the Dinosaurs. It was simply Dinosaurs because we had reached an age where we knew who we were. And had a lot of great musicians in that band, many of whom are gone now. We had Spencer Dryden from the Jefferson Airplane on the drums, and John Cipollina from the Quicksilver Messenger Service on guitar. My dear, dear friend Merle Saunders on keyboards, who passed away not all that long ago. And my friend Peter Albin, who just played with me the week before I left home. We played in Virginia City at the Red Dog Saloon together. Right before I took off for Ireland. For those of you who know your history, you know that actually the Grateful Dead started at Peter and his brother Rodney's house in the Haight-Ashbury district many, many years ago. They were all kids from the peninsula. Anyway, from the Dinosaurs, ripping a page out of my checkered history. Thank you. the snail's race. He walks to the table and he tosses his dice. The first pass is seven and the table dissolves to the nine of the demon and the passage of God. This is a song for those of you who missed Country Joe and the Fish at the Revolution Club in 1967. If you knew the Revolution Club in London, it was anything but the revolution. It was generally elderly members of parliament dancing with very young women. I suppose I should appreciate that as I get older. Thank you.
like a mountain, glow like the sun. Ride across the car, see if the dawn has any fun. Wait in the morning, see if the world has come. I'll turn the post of night into a park we can play. Walk in the flowers, dress in the cave.
When I was a young man in Berkeley, I remember walking down into the plaza beneath the Student Union in Berkeley and hearing this band, It's a Beautiful Day. And I said, well, actually, somebody said, It's a Beautiful Day. It's a Beautiful Day. They heard the music in the air, and I said, yeah, I mean, it seems like a good day to me. I mean, you know. And then I realized they were talking about a band, and the band was pretty phenomenal. It's been a really great honor for me to be playing this tour with David and Linda LaFlame. Are you guys here? David and Linda are here. And so we're going to bring them to the stage now. You know, I hadn't played with David in a long time, and in November we played a benefit for our very dear friend Norton Buffalo, who passed away. I don't know if any of you here were familiar with Norton's music, but he was probably the best harmonica player I have ever played with. I mean, he played chromatic harp. And he played cross harp. He was in the Steve Miller Band for almost 30 years. He played with Bonnie Raitt and Kate Wolf's gorgeous version of Borderline has Norton on harmonica. Just a jewel of a recording. And we all went up to Paradise, California, where Norton was from, and with Dave and Linda, we played a benefit for the Paradise Performing Arts Center, which Norton loved so much in his hometown. And then, soon after, we played another benefit for Haitian Relief in my hometown of Davis, California. And we were fortunate enough to have raised about $25,000 for the effort down there. So. Let me tell you that aside from all the music stuff and aside from all the stuff, these people, David and Linda, are just wonderful people who show up for good things and do good things in the world.
We love you, Barry.
And so I'm really proud to know them.
Well, and we're proud to know you.
Thank you, Barry. And thank you, everybody, for inviting us.
We love it here already. Maybe we'll move here.
Linda and I are still looking for parents. We're hoping to be adopted by a nice older couple with a lot of money. But until then, we're just going to keep beating the boards, I guess. I started the It's a Beautiful Day band in 1967. Some of the original members are still playing with me. We played this last weekend in Denver and had a wonderful concert there, very, very successful. And so it was a great send-off for us coming with Barry over here to have a few days before we came over here to have that wonderful experience there. But tonight, what we're going to play, this is a new band here with some young men and our right-hand man over here, Rob. And what's interesting about Rob is that the fellow that doubles, he has a double in the It's a Beautiful Day band who's named Rob. And he's our right-hand man in that.
That's right.
in that band. So quite a coincidence. We're going to warm up on some on a few things here, and then we're going to play some of the old It's a Beautiful Day stuff.
Yeah, I'll get some dancing.
But we're going to get some juices going here with an old favorite of Linda and I's called Soul Shake by Bonnie and Delaney.
All right. Okay.
Like a great big honeycomb, and all the
we got here? Let me see.
San Francisco.
That's a song that I wrote when I was sitting down by the river one day, the Russian River in Northern California, where I live, and just plunking around and getting a little high and fooling around with the guitar. And I wrote a little song called Don't Do Me. It goes like this. Thank you.
so nice.
Thank you very much. Let's move on to an old classic, It's a Beautiful Day song. You know, it's funny that Barry would mention something about UC Berkeley. This is a song I wrote while they were having the Berkeley riots, and back when, and we had this wonderful Ronald Reagan was our governor. He called all the National Guard, and they all came into Berkeley, you know, rode up and down the streets, and had, what do they call it, martial law?
Oh, yeah.
That kind of thing,
oh,
you
martial
know.
Martial law, I think I knew him.
Oh.
We used to be in the window up in the apartment above the street, and the troops would be driving back and forth, you know, and we would blow smoke rings at them. I really felt quite sorry for them, to tell you the truth, because...
Is this the song about the chicken?
No,
it's not the chicken song, not yet.
No, this is the song about one horrible hot summer day.
Ooh.
That's what it is. It isn't the chicken song.
Yeah.
He's kidding. Somebody asked me, a newspaper reporter, who was very, very serious, and asked me about White Bird, and what did it all mean? I said... Well, it's a song about a chicken, I said. A chicken. He went, really? A chicken? You must be kidding. I said, no, and it was delicious. He got mad at me and left. That's a terrible thing to say about that beautiful song. I said, hey, I wrote it. I can say whatever I want. Ready?
Okay.
Almost?
Yeah.
Okay. Two, three, four.
Thank you.
the sun turn green. I said I didn't know. And they told me that the moon turned blue. I said it didn't show. And when they told me that I looked like a fool, I even said I'd let that go. But when they told me that my love was dead, I had to turn and go. Yeah, build it up, boys. Give it to me, give it to me.
One more. Let me hear it again. One more time.
Thank you very much. Thank you for your patience. It's what I call music for my overdramatic period. Oh, love!
Love!
Wait. Milton, you're killing me, buddy.
I heard a ghost.
Oh, love!
Love!
Oh, love! Next one sounds like. Really, I'm gonna go check my pockets for sharp objects. No, I guess I'm safe right now. It only has a little comb. Anyway.
You wanna buy one?
We're gonna try another little It's a Beautiful Day song here. You have to understand that we only had one rehearsal before we came here today. We just sort of got together yesterday and went over these songs. And, you know, we're still getting it together a little bit here. So you have to be, you have to be brave to be in a band to begin with, or crazy. So I think I'm a mixture of probably both of them. Still crazy.
After all these years.
In the land of the brave. All right. We're going to try another song here. This is a pretty song that Linda and I wrote called The Girl with No Eyes.
Oh, yeah.
girl in my room in a case on the wall with no eyes. Girl with no eyes, who can she be? Girl with no eyes, she's looking at me. There's a girl in my room in a face on the wall with no eyes. If I make a sound, she'll know that I'm stirring inside. Sound, she'll know that I'm trying to hide. Girl with no eyes, who can she be? The girl with no eyes, she's looking at me. Beautiful girl, who does she see? Beautiful girl, she seems to be staring. And doesn't everybody know? Everybody know love takes a lifetime. Doesn't everybody know? Everybody know love is the high sign. It's the high sign.
For it. That's right.
Here we go.
We're gonna
he's doing quite some liquid light show back here.
Oh, is he?
Yeah, absolutely. Well.
Yeah. Let's hear it for the light show.
Hey,
yeah.
Audio visual. He's doing it the old way.
Making too, soup way. Back here.
Okay, let's play some White Bird for them. Thank you, thank you. This is the song that's paid my bills for about 40 years. So I am very grateful, I'll tell you, very grateful. Somebody asked me if I ever get tired of playing it. And I said to them, well, sometimes I get a little tired of playing it, but I have done various arrangements of it. I said, and then I always say to myself, thank God for that. You could have written Inagata Devita. All right. Thank you.
winter's day.
We haven't figured that out yet, but we'll probably play another one, something, won't we, Barry? Of course we will.
Yeah, but, you know, it's getting on to 12:30.
Really?
And we're all on our way to Dublin.
Well, we don't care. Our flight leaves at tomorrow at 8 o'clock. What do we care? All right, here we go. We're going to play one more song for you, Lana. This is another old It's a Beautiful Day song, of course. And this one is called Time Is. So we want to thank you all for inviting us, of course.
Thank you for having us here. Thank you.
And
gracious audience, thank you.
Hopefully we'll see you somewhere soon. And
there are tons of David and Linda CDs over there, T-shirts, all that stuff. And don't forget the Woodstock plectrums.
Oh.
We do have to play in East Prawl tomorrow night, and we're trying to make a quick drive to Swindon tonight after the gig. So
that's right.
The wicked never rest.
Nope.
All right. And speaking of the wicked, that's me. Here we go.
Mm-hmm.
hours fly.
Hours fly.
Hours fly by. Hours fly. And even lovers must die. And then a new day comes. And there's a new day's sun.
And there's a new day's love.
And your love stays on. Love stays on.
Your love stays on.
Your love stays on. Ladies and gentlemen, God bless you and good night.
Thank you so much. I'm going to bring all this love back to the San Francisco area. Thank you.